A Utah Senate committee voted down a bill Friday that would have kept medical incinerators at least 5 miles away from homes. Lobbyists for industrial groups helped to defeat the legislation. Senate Bill 64 would have increased fines for air quality violations by medical waste incinerators, increased the length of time allowed for investigating violations, and imposed a 5-mile buffer between homes and any medical waste incinerator in the state. There's only one company that could have been affected by the bill, and that's Stericycle. It's reportedly planning to move its incinerator from North Salt Lake to a rural location in Tooele County. Todd Bingham, a lobbyist for the Utah Manufacturing Association, warned the committee that trying to isolate Stericycle could have unintended consequences.
This is a planning and zoning problem. This is an issue where a company properly permitted, went through all the steps, and has been in that location for many, many years. And now we have homes that have encroached upon that, and we've got an issue.
Other witnesses pointed out that Stericycle has been cited for violating its air quality permit, a citation it is contesting. Residents from the Foxborough development, located right next to Stericycle's North Salt Lake incinerator, say emissions from the incinerator have significantly impacted their health. In the end, members of the Senate Natural Resources, Agriculture, and Environment Committee voted 6-1 to kill the bill. Democrat Jim DeBacchus was the only yes vote. Afterward, the bill's sponsor, Democratic Senator Luz Robles, says the issue is impacting the lives of people in nearby neighborhoods.
This is real life. This is someone getting sick. This is women losing and families losing babies. I mean, this is a real issue.
Robles acknowledged the bill had some problems, but she was hoping to get it approved in committee and work those out before it came to the Senate floor. Her bill is one of about 30 measures dealing with the air quality issue in the current session. Dan Bomas, KUER News.